So William Gibson, in one of his introductions to Neuromancer, said that when he made predictions closely related to the present technology, he was always wrong, and when he like went crazy, he was always right. So I'll try to go crazy. I want it to be augmented reality based, where it's this thing of where one has the option of being noticing the art left in a place specific art, hidden, kind of like actually what some people have been doing in the desks at the Providence Athenaeum. People just like leave a little art thing in there, but it would be virtual. I'm hoping, I want for augmented reality to become an actual thing, as opposed to how we keep telling ourselves that virtual reality is here and it keeps not showing up. Like it's always like still kind of triangles floating in space on the back of your glasses. I really want augmented reality to be an actual thing, and for people to be able to have the perspective that people who study history have, that is that second sight of being able to look at the past while you're looking at the present at the same time. Conceptually, I'm just hoping that people, that it becomes something kind of like Google Maps now, where if you're curious, you can see the 2D version, you can see the satellite version, you can see the satellite version from like 3 years ago, you can see that kind of thing, where somebody who's just curious can learn something about where they are. Also because I'm such a fangirl of Providence's history, and I, the kinds of things where you learn more about the city, and in knowing it, it becomes more tactile, more loved, more familiar, more alive. That's really what I want out of augmented reality, and I hope that doesn't require a microchip in your brain, because I really don't want a microchip in my brain. I want it to be special, sure, but I think you have to. I think it will require some kind of ubiquity in order for people to actually pick it up.